What's your name?
Allie McMurrin.
And can you describe your senior project to me?
My senior project was to teach middle schoolers about hygiene. So I taught two classes. The first one was about washing your hands, and I have this little ultraviolet light that the kids can put their hands under, and I put glitter powder all over their paper so that they could see how germs are spread. And the second class was about personal hygiene, like keeping clean and not smelling bad, and knowing when you smell bad and how to tell someone that they smell bad.
Why did you choose this as your senior project?
Well, I see lots of kids come into high school as like freshmen, and they kind of still don't smell very good, and they don't have very good self-esteem, and so I wanted to just start teaching them young that you can be clean and you can feel good about yourself.
What are some of the results or consequences of not having good hygiene, besides just smelling?
Well, obviously, people don't want to be around you, and you don't feel as good because, you know, you have bad self-esteem. And you can't ever make a first impression twice, and you don't want the first thing that people say to be, oh no, they smell.
What's your name?
Jeffrey Davidson.
And what is your senior project?
Me, Rob, and Andrew, we did a basketball clinic for 4th through 8th graders.
And what did you do during this clinic?
We worked on shooting, defense, and dribbling. Just kind of covered the basics to kind of bring up their skills so that they're better when they get into high school.
What do you think you learned about yourself doing this?
My intolerance of children.
You didn't know about that before?
No. Like, I don't know, when I was down in the wrestling room, I don't know if they were scared of me or what, but on there, they just kind of, a couple of them talked back. For the most part, they listened very well, though.
What, do you have, like, any particular story from this project that occurred?
That picture.
What is that a picture of?
It's a picture of Versteg in making a kid do push-ups because he was mouthing off and cussing at him, so Versteg had him do push-ups for it.
What's your name?
Abigail Comstock.
And what was your senior project?
I got my EMT certification. What we did is we started in December and went till the beginning of March, and we did an hour and a half every other day. It's a 110-hour course that you have to complete, and at the end of the course you learn how to be a first responder, and you learn many different scenarios and how to deal with them. You have to take a 150-question written report, and you have to do 6 practicals.
What drew you to this particular senior project?
I was considering going into nursing, and I knew that this was a big thing with nursing, that it's kind of the same stuff, and so I decided that I wanted to do it. And now, having completed it and everything, I know for sure that nursing's what I want to go into.
Okay. Can you elaborate more on why you want to become a nurse or why you want to join the medical field?
It's just something that I've always found fascinating, and now that, like, getting in there and being able to help people and, like, being one of the first people on scene and treating that initial wound or whatever's happening, it's just, I really enjoy doing it.
Have you had to use your EMT status yet?
Yes. Many different calls, just all the time.
What's your name?
Kenneth Wilson.
And what is the welding booth?
Down in the high school shop, I helped with the construction of the welding booths down there so that the high school kids would have new and improved welding booths to weld in and stuff like that. Mr. Brown and me, we laid all the bricks and put the steel in and all that stuff.
How much time do you think you spent on the senior project?
It was 2 weeks, putting in 6 to 8 hour days on it.
And what did you learn?
A lot about laying bricks and mortaring. It takes a lot of patience trying to get everything level and right so that it won't fall apart. And even learned about welding and how to put stuff together.
How do you think you'll use these skills in the future?
Just skills that, I mean, eventually you could, if you ever have to help someone build a house or something like that, something you can do. It also teaches you hard work and, you know, perseverance.